And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
It's been 25 years since North Carolina launched its first charter schools, and the results of what's proven to be a multi-billion dollar experiment remain at best mixed. While some charters do fine work, others have produced poor results or failed outright. In many places, charters also abet school resegregation. Meanwhile, the much-touted notion that they would become incubators of innovation for traditional public schools has never really borne fruit. Another flaw in the charter experiment is the way the state office charged with oversight acts more like a cheerleader than a manager. As NC Policy Watch education reporter Greg Childress recently reported, while the Office of Charter Schools has repeatedly said that there is a long wait list for children seeking admission to charters, a claim lawmakers have used to justify adding more and more schools to the experiment, the number is significantly inflated because the same student gets counted multiple times if they've applied to multiple schools. This needs to get fixed. If we're going to properly assess charters, policymakers need data, not propaganda, from the officials who oversee them. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.